Welcome to this new radio transmission, Radio Maxwell. Today is the 10th of May and it's a quarter to 12. Here at the mic there's Matteo. I remind you that we transmit for Radio Maxwell, the web radio with only Creative Commons music. Today here at Maxwell we have guests from Sweden, student for Alleskolan in Hallsberg. Today we have guests, Max and Joel.
Ciao.
Ciao.
We will talk about the life in Sweden. Certainly a very interesting theme, and we start now to ask Max to introduce the topic.
I have got a serious question for you. What do you eat for breakfast?
I try before school to eat as much as I can so I can be happy and study all the day. Because if I don't have any food, I get tired and I can't study. But I have seen here in Italy, they don't eat so much, but Matteo's family is so kind, so he makes a toast for me. Do you eat, Joel, or...?
Well, at home, I don't usually eat before I go to the bus. But if I have time, I usually have like cereal or a sandwich, a glass of milk. But if I don't have time, I usually eat at the school and order a sandwich or a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Does everyone practice a sport?
Not everyone, but a lot of people do. Usually like football or handball, hockey during the winter also. But it's different for everyone. Like a lot of people, those who don't practice sports usually play games at home, like computer, stuff like that.
I also think that a lot of people in Sweden are they know about that you need to be healthy to have a fun life, so I think a lot of people try to stay active so we feel good, and because if you sit home all day you don't feel so good, so everybody tries to do something at the evening so you can like feel good, I think.
Are the students motivated to stay in school in Sweden?
I think it's like here, it depends on what program and you study and if you know what you want to become when you grow older, because for example me, I think I study a quite hard program, so I need to stay motivated, because if I don't stay motivated I can't study, and it's very much like I have much to do, so I need to stay motivated. But there are some people that aren't so motivated, and maybe they won't have so great life because they don't have a great study.
Yeah, I agree.
What music do you listen to?
It kind of depends. I listen to a lot of different genres, but usually like the top list on Spotify is basically what I listen to.
Yeah, me too. I don't have a style that I usually listen to. I like browse all the songs, and the songs I like I add to my playlist, and I listen to them. So right now I listen a lot to Avicii, because he passed away like a couple of weeks ago. So I listen a lot to his music, so because I want to remember him. So
yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Is the life in Sweden more expensive?
I don't know, really. I don't think it's so much expensive, because the restaurants here have the same price, kind of the same price, and I haven't been to a supermarket or anything like that, but I think it's maybe a bit cheaper here, because I think the income in Italy is a bit lower, but I don't think it's so much different, because if you compare maybe Sweden or Africa, you can see big differences, but not so big here in Europe, I think.
Yeah. But in the restaurants that I have been to, you have like buffets and stuff like that, and then you really get your money's worth from there, so it's quite cheap for what you actually get,
yeah,
I'd say.
Now we stop a few minutes to listen to the music piece Sublimination Steps by Haching Beauty. Stay tuned. Here we are again from Radio Maxwell. I remind you that today we are talking about life in Sweden, and we continue living toward to Sara.
What is the most popular sport?
I think it's like here, everybody loves football because it's the biggest sport in the world, but in Sweden we also love hockey. I think it's mostly because we have hockey. It's so cold, so it's easy to play hockey in the winter, and because you could play outside when there wasn't any arenas, but now we have arenas, so you can also play inside, and because Sweden are very good at hockey, so I think a lot of people like hockey because like last year we won the World Cup, so everybody loves hockey in Sweden.
Yeah, and we also have like skiing and during the winter, and like what's it called, like längdskidor in Swedish actually, but we also like that. It's very popular.
Längdskidor is like skis on flat ground.
Yeah.
And I think Sweden are also pretty good at swimming actually.
Yeah.
At the Olympics we are quite good at swimming.
What time do you start school?
Like it's different depending on what program you chose. You're in the usually it's like 8:40, but sometimes if you have like a canceled lesson during the on the morning, you can start like at 10 or maybe even 11. Sometimes you don't have any lessons at all, so you're free for the day. And it's different.
Yeah, and I've also seen that we start like almost the same time usually, like here in Italy, but in Sweden we quit school a lot later because I don't know really why, but we quit school around 16 and here around like 1 or 2. So I think it's more nice here in Italy because you have more free time on the evening. So
what is the weather like in Sweden?
I think some days it's like here in Italy. Like right now I think it's quite hot at home in Sweden, but the summer in Sweden is very short. And you don't really know how the weather is because I don't know really why, but like one day rain, one day warm, next day snow. So like, and I think the summer is quite hot and the winter is well very cold.
Yeah, but also the thing is, during the winter we don't have snow for a very long period of time. It comes in like also in different like. First snow, then no snow, and then snow again, and then no snow. So we don't have like a period of time where it's definitely snow.
Yeah.
So it's different. Most of the time it's just no snow, no sun, just cold and windy and rainy.
Yeah, and gray.
Yeah, gray.
Good. We conclude the transmission. We thank the guests, Max and Joel.
Thank you.
And also thanks to Sarah.
Thank you.
And thanks to Alberto for the audio mixer, microphones and audio recorder. We remind you that you can listen again to this transmission on the website webradio.jcmaxwell.it. Come back to listen use again and greetings for Matteo. I leave you with the musical piece Genesis by Xerxes.